You're listening to the audio production of The God First Life by Stovall Weems, published by Zondervan and read by Van Tracy.
Foreword. My favorite thing in the world is introducing people to my favorite person in the world, Jesus. The Apostle Paul once said that practically all he could do was talk about Jesus and what he did for us. I get it. For me, Jesus is everything, too. Why? There are so many reasons, but one is this. Jesus shows us a new and better way to be human. We're so used to thinking of our shortcomings and our hang-ups as coming from who we are. It's human nature, right? Not with Jesus. He changed all that for us. Jesus has given us a new nature, a new life. In this book, The God First Life, my friend, Pastor Stovall Weems, shows what that new life can look like. The way Stovall breaks it down, it's not about a bunch of do's and don'ts. It's about making some simple but powerful decisions, and it all starts with the decision to put God first. When Stovall met Jesus, he knew life would be forever better. But how exactly? Tell me if you know something I don't. But it's not like loving Jesus means all your problems go away. And Stovall faced the same confusing issues most of us do. Life, love, faith, work, whatever. How are we supposed to manage this new life in the middle of all the day-to-day challenges we have? Jesus gave the answer. It's right there in the Gospel of Matthew. But while Stovall was feeling his way through a thick cloud of questions, the Holy Spirit used this verse to blow all the fog away. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Matthew 6:33. In other words, put God first, and the rest will become clear. God will sort it out. That insight opened up a whole new path for Stovall, and it can for all of us. Most of our problems come from disorder. We put our wants, our plans, our desires first. And then, no surprise, it all blows up in our face. Jesus doesn't want that any more than we do. Instead, Stovall shows us how to restore order to our lives and release the blessing that Jesus has in mind for all of us. Judah Smith, pastor, The City Church, author, Jesus Is, Find a New Way to Be Human. Part 1. Priority. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Matthew 6:33. Your life, God's way. An invitation to seek God's kingdom first. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Proverbs 3:5-6. Years ago, my church, Celebration Church in Jacksonville, Florida, rented a billboard near a busy highway. We were looking to attract people to what God was doing in our world. The ad featured an image of me, which made sense because the invitation was coming from the church, and, well, I'm the pastor, with these words emblazoned across the ad. Your life, God's way. Despite the blinding vibrancy of my lime green golf shirt, we got a great response to that billboard. Lots of people visited Celebration for the first time and made it their home. Why? I seriously doubt it was due to my friendly yet penetrating gaze as drivers made their daily commute to work each day. No. What drew people in was that the ad offered a different approach to the one thing everyone is concerned about, and probably mulling over on their way to work, my life. Imagine the thoughts of those drivers. It's not hard, because we've all had them at one time or another, maybe at this very moment. My life is a mess. My life is going great. My life doesn't matter. My life is about to change. My life is falling apart. My life has no purpose. My life is too busy. My life is depressing. My life is over-the-top amazing. The billboard reached all these people.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?